a question about temple protocol. Comes from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. A young lady was here at our Kuala temple and found that the men are standing on the right and the ladies on the left, which indicates the Ida and the Pingala force, because the temple itself is like a one body, like one human body and a psychic body. But she returned to Malaysia and found out there they do just the opposite. The men are on the left and the ladies are on the right. She's wondering why this is. Answer is, in those temples, they just got it turned all around. They don't know the esoteric Ida and Pingala, masculine and feminine force within our physical body and our astral body. So tell them to contact me and we'll send them some literature on it. Cyberspace devotee was given a mantra by a great guru and told, don't tell this mantra to anyone. Keep it to yourself. It was also written on a piece of paper. A while later, a relative found the piece of paper and the mantra and said, what is this? And he mentioned the mantra. Now he's feeling a little bit guilty, wondering, should I get a new mantra? Should I confess this? What should I do? Answer is, it is traditional to give a mantra and tell the individual, don't tell anybody. But that means don't teach this mantra to anyone. Don't become the teacher of the mantra. Just, it is for you. Do it yourself. So nothing wrong happened. You didn't teach the mantra. It was a natural family happening. Someone found the paper, asked, what is this? And the person's not practicing the mantra. You didn't become an assistant guru or anything like that. So don't worry about it. Practice your mantra and benefit by the great guru's grace. Your life will improve and improve and improve.